Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And it is an agenda-free Friday, driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. Murray and McCarthy back in our Town Fair Tire studios. I am on location. It's an agenda-free Friday, as I just said, so everything is on the board. Matt McCarthy began with a take from a baseball game no one knows about or remembers.
That's right, Game 7 of the World Series.
Exactly.
Yep.
No one has any idea. It's exactly my point.
Operator, get me 98.5 for Sports Hub. I'd like to call up and talk about the baseball game from last fall.
No one cares about neutrals like baseball, including Game 7 of the World Series. Honestly, that was Game 7 of the World Series. It's like the first time I had heard what happened.
That's correct.
That's the first time I heard of it.
Great game. You missed a good one there, Mike.
What people do care about, McCarthy, is the Boston Red Sox.
Do they?
Yes. Yes, I think that baseball interest has largely become regionalized, and it's your team, and it doesn't matter if it's Game 7 of the World Series, you ain't watching it, you know, and that's what I think it's largely become. I ask you, how do you feel about your baseball team, McCarthy?
Well, you know, John Henry and Chaim Bloom have spent $200 million roughly on this team, and I think a better use of that $200 million would be taking it out to center field in giant suitcases and lighting it on fire, because I think this team, on paper, blows. Well, I mean, this is, have you taken a look at this pitching staff, Mike?
It's so bad.
An embarrassment. All right. I mean, it's the worst pitching staff the Red Sox have had in my lifetime, probably double my lifetime. And Nathan Eovaldi, Ryan Weber, Martin Perez, and two other guys. Pick them. I mean, really, that is bad. So no, I don't feel great about my baseball team, but you know what I do feel good about? The 60-game season and the 60-game schedule, because A, I think that's good for baseball, that maybe you'll have some games in August that actually mean something, and B, from a Red Sox perspective, I think they accidentally find a way to be competitive in the context of a 60-game schedule, despite the fact that, again, their pitching is horrific. It is so bad. But I think you can hide that if you can hit, which this team still can do. They can still hit. So I think the Red Sox will find a way, will fake a way to be competitive for 45 or 50 games and then fall off because their pitching just isn't good enough. But this helps them. Well, there's no doubt it helps them.
Let me ask you this. As a Red Sox fan, and again, the season opens up a week from tonight. Let's say the Red Sox are in it. I mean, let's just say that, you know, they hit their way to playoff contention. They're a wild card team, or who knows, maybe even the division, but whatever. They're a playoff team. There is a trade deadline here, right?
Yes, there is. August 31st, I think.
Okay. Yeah. They desperately need starting pitching. They're at this trade deadline in this forkakta season. Do you give something up to go get a starter?
No, I don't. Because A, I don't think you have anything to give up. But B, I think you build for 2021 and you look at this year as kind of a crapshoot.
So this year's not important enough to you to invest in the team if they're in it?
No, just ultimately not, because I think if you find a way to fake your way to October, I don't think they're good enough to fake their way through October. They are not one pitcher, one piece away, Mike. I mean, this pitching staff is absolutely horrendous. So you can't just go out and add, on August 31st, a good pitcher, and then all of a sudden you're a World Series contender. You're just not.
And if they were to win it, though, McTakey, believe you me, it would be the fakest title in the history of titles in all of professional sports, given this offseason and how they treated the fans, the firings, the lying, the cheating. Screw with the fan base with bets. Get the hell out of here. Because he's right, though. Like, they rake. So despite their terrible pitching staff, they still will be competitive because of that lineup, and they don't deserve to be.
But wait a minute. Let's say Eddie Rodriguez comes back and stays healthy.
Yeah, okay. Doesn't fall off a mound again? How many mounds has this guy fallen off?
I'm going to paint you a scenario that Eddie Rodriguez comes back and pitches like he did last year. Eovaldi pitches like he did 2 years ago. We see what these guys are capable of. Okay, so they pitch to what they are capable of. Workman was actually pretty good last year, right? Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. So you I actually think their bullpen might be better than their staff right now, which is, you know, as scary as that is. And if you add, let's just say, you know, so now we're in my scenario. Now you're in the playoffs at this trade deadline, August 31st. After 30 games, there's a trade deadline. And they go on and get a legit number one ace. You're telling me that ace Rodriguez, Eovaldi, Workman in back with that lineup is not a legit team?
No.
Stop.
No, I really don't. Okay, so what are the chances that that stuff happens, Mike? Let's live in a real world.
How realistic is my painting? Fine. Okay, but if Rodriguez and Eovaldi pitch to their capability, those are fine middle of the rotation guys.
Sure.
They really are. And I think Eovaldi, we saw what his ceiling is if he gets hot. He can be as effective as anyone. So I don't know. I mean, I think there's a path to an interesting season here and a path to a conversation. You know, and I'd ask that for any team. You know, is this championship, the COVID championship, the 60-game season championship, worth it to give up a piece? You know, that's really the question. Is this championship going to be looked at so differently that it's not worth investing in, even if you're a favorite? You know what I mean? McCarthy also mentioned, you know, the payroll's $200 million. Where do they rank in Major League payroll? They were one the last couple of years. Where are they this year? Do you know?
I will Google that for you, Mike.
So,
and while he's doing that too, what I would fully expect to happen is if they are in it and they do try to make a trade, they'll screw it up in the most Red Soxian way possible. Like it would be, so, you know, they trade whatever, someone young, Alex Verdugo, Michael Chavis, those guys end up becoming studs, and they bring back some pitcher that like blows his arm up within a week.
Okay, because when you look at the World Series odds, it's striking. The Red Sox, and McCarthy gave this to us before, World Series odds. They have the 19th highest odds to win the World Series. They are plus 4,000. Plus 4,000 to win the World Series. They're behind such small market teams as, and some of these teams are good, but, you know, again, I'd like to compare the Red Sox payroll to these clubs. The Twins, the A's, the Reds, the Rays, the White Sox, the Indians, the Brewers, the Padres. The Red Sox are behind those small mid-market clubs in terms of odds to win the World Series. Those all have better odds than the Boston Red Sox at number 19 with what? The third highest payroll in the league, McCarthy? You got it?
I'm working on it. I'm efforting this.
I can't believe you don't have that at the tip of your fingers, hardcore baseball
guy. They are sixth in baseball right now, behind the Yankees, Dodgers, Houston Cubs, and the Astros. Or the Angels, pardon me.
They're behind the Reds?
They're behind the Reds. The Reds are supposed to be a good team this
year. They're supposed to be like that sneaky, sexy pick that everybody thinks is going to, you know, explode in 2020.
The team with the guy we didn't know, had never heard of that had like 50 home runs last year.
That's correct.
Eugenio Suarez.
I'm surprised you remember the name. The second leading home run hitter last year on the Reds, who I never heard of, and I forgot the name the second I heard it. What is it again?
Eugenio Suarez.
I believe that's not specifically how it's pronounced, but it's close enough.
Fine. As many people know that as know what happened in Game 7 of the World Series. There was a Game 7 of the World Series last year?
There was. It was a great one. You really missed out.
Back to your calls, as promised here on Agenda Free Friday. Pat in the car on David Pastrnak. What are your thoughts, David?
Hey, Pat.
Go ahead.
Hold it like a pizza. Hey, just want to comment on Pasta. I just, you know, to take last year and how it ended with the season and what he's off to this year, it's like, dude, get your head out of your teeth there. Grow up. And start playing hockey for the Bruins the right way. Leading the league in scoring. I mean, he's got so much going for him. Grow up.
Thank you, Pat. I mean, seriously, I think he needs some pressure. A kick in the ass. You know, someone or something beyond the team saying to him, it's not okay. You know, it's not enough, you know. And I know this sounds crazy, but to me, it's not enough just to lead the league in scoring. It's not. Pro sports is littered with the guys that can lead the league in scoring but have no clue how to win. James Harden and Alex Ovechkin, you know, he finally won, okay? But for the balance of his 15, 20-year career, he couldn't figure out how to win. It's like, and so, like, that does nothing for me. The leading scorer who has no idea how to win. Like, I actually hate that guy.
Yeah,
I want nothing to do with that guy.
When I was growing up, I mean, my favorite player ended up, you know, he was one of those guys, and that's Pavel Bure. You know, like, he would light it up during the regular season, but he wasn't, you know, he didn't have that extra thing. You know, I know he got to that Stanley Cup final one time, but other than that, like, ultimately, those guys end up being disappointments. It's like you light up, you know, you light up the stats and everything, but you ultimately aren't a winner. That's so disappointing, and that's what Pastrnak so far has been.
We've got Dean in Shrewsbury with the Celtics thought here on Agenda Free Friday. Hi, Dean.
Hi. Bleacher Report had Tatum at 11, best player in the NBA, right behind Middleton at 10. I think Tatum's a lot better at than Middleton, so I think he might be a top 10 player at this point.
Oh, I'd take him over Middleton any day of the week. I think Middleton is maybe the most overrated player in the league. The max guy all-star. Oh my God. I mean, he's a fine shooter, but that's about it. He does nothing else. Oh God. He is so overrated. No, I'd put Tatum in the top 10 and his potential's top five, top three. I mean, that's his potential. Real quick. Since you mentioned the Bucks, you know who else failed his COVID test and is out? Eric Bledsoe, another complete clown. And it's like, this just sort of fits my whole narrative, Murray, of the guys that are failing these tests, a lot of them are not surprises to me. Or the guys that are late, or the guys that aren't, you know, who aren't able to practice for whatever reason. It's like they all fit. Like, I'm not surprised. That would be the guy. Eric Bledsoe's a complete bozo. And not that David Pastrnak's a complete bozo, but I got questions about him.
There's a little lack of professionalism from all these guys. That's the one thing you can point at.
And it's like, okay, no surprise, you know, and not that these are all exactly the same, but Eddie Rodriguez, McCarthy, like, he's someone who, as you just said, is he going to fall off a mound?
How many mounds has he fallen off of? That's the thing.
Right. This is a guy that we've sort of questioned in the past about his makeup and his, you know, his grittiness. Does he have any? Does he have any fight or grit to him? And so it's really not surprising that he's the guy, right?
Oh, of course. I mean, and here's the thing. When you talk about Rodriguez, too, this is where the departure of Cora really hurts, because Cora connected with Rodriguez, Bogarts, Devers. He was able to get the most out of those guys. And I think this is something that perhaps we've ignored this offseason. With Cora gone, those are probably the three most important players on the team, along with Nathan Eovaldi. And Cora connected with those. Is it going to be the same thing under Ron Reneke? I'm not convinced.
Agenda Free Friday continues. The latest on Kemba Walker right after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
It's the show the crowd goes wild for.
Boo! Boo.
It's Felger and Nass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kemba, sorry to keep going on about the knee, but can you describe the discomfort that you felt when it first happened? Was it a pain? What was that?
It was definitely a pain. I can't really explain it, but it was a pain. On the side of my knee, that was bothering me. Yeah, I don't know what much else I can say, but you know, throughout my career, I haven't missed many games, and you know, I've been able to play through a lot, and it was bothering me. So that was the best choice for me to make, was to sit out. So yeah, like I said, this is not normal for me being out like this, but you know, it's just the smart way to go about things. Because I want to be at my best for my teammates in this organization when the regular season comes around, and most definitely in the playoffs. It's definitely pretty frustrating, just because, you know, I'm not a guy who miss miss as many games, you know, especially throughout the course of my career. But I'm not really concerned much, honestly, because I think I'm trending upwards and I'm, you know, getting better and I'm getting closer to return. So I'm fine and I'll be back better than ever, I think.
So that's Kemba Walker saying he's not concerned. He'll be back better than ever, he thinks. You know, so the Celtics keep saying those things, you know, optimistically, but I don't know, the tone of his voice.
Well, thank you.
Oh, go ahead, Murray.
I mean, from a tonality standpoint, from an energy standpoint, that strike you as a guy who's feeling good right now?
No.
I mean, that'll came off to me as a complete crock. Like, that's a guy that sounded like he's injured, and he knows he's injured, and, well, I'll cross my fingers and hope for the best.
And say the right things, but does he mean it? Does he feel it? I mean, the way he carried himself there was someone who basically is hurt, and he knows it. What do you think, McCarthy?
He's screwed. This is not good. Anytime I start hearing about degenerative knee conditions, anytime I hear the word degenerative, and I know that that hasn't specifically been said by them, but when you're starting to hear rumblings about this, I'm sorry, it's hard to feel good about this. I mean, listen, it's 4 months after this thing first cropped up and it's still a problem. Not good.
It'd be one thing if this were part of the plan, and it wasn't. It wasn't. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, he said he felt great and that the rest did him wonders and he's ready to go. And the plan from the Celtics was full go when they got down in Orlando, before they get down to Orlando. He'd participate in everything, be out there every day. That was the plan just 2 weeks ago. And then he got sore after just these little shooting sessions at the Auerbach Center. He couldn't even get through that without feeling soreness. And then they got to Orlando, and then they realized, and then still they said, okay, well, he'll still practice. And then they got to practice. They said, well, he's not going to do the intense ones because he just wasn't ready for it. And then they said, okay, now we do the every other day thing. So this is, they're adjusting to how he felt, which is not good. You know, he didn't feel good. No matter what he's saying, he didn't feel good, which is why he's on this schedule. This was not the plan to start. And that's the most concerning thing to me, as was his tone and his body language. That to me spoke volumes in his Zoom call yesterday.
And the problem is here, Mike, you're counting on Kemba and Gordon Hayward, another guy who's dealing with a lingering, you know, injury issue. And isn't this the advantage the Celtics have, right? You know, particularly in a COVID time, they're a deep team, right? At least their starting five is deep. One guy goes down, all right, you might be okay. Like, but now all of a sudden you're talking about two, I would say, big-time injury concerns with two of your most important players. Not good at all.
Oh, and Hayward, and this is no fault. I mean, he should.
Right.
He has to leave the bubble. His wife's pregnant, going to give birth. So he's going to leave and then have to come back and, you know, 14 days out or whatever it is. So the time out for the paternity, then the time back to quarantine. Now he's fallen that far behind. And I think these absences are important. Like the Pastrnak one, you say, well, he's only 2 weeks behind. Well, they only have 6 weeks to do the thing. Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's a real crunch here, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's exacerbated. You know, every week you fall behind. So the door is ajar for the Celtics, but I don't know if they're ready to break it down.
I mean, that thing yesterday, though, I don't know how you can watch that as a Celtics fan. Well, they're delusional anyway, I guess, by default. But still, how do you watch that and feel like, oh, boy, this is not good?
Well, I agree. David in New Bedford, your thoughts?
Yes, I don't think he's ready to go, because if he was all feeling good, he would be out there every day practicing. And I think if he's not ready, that will really hurt the Celtics' chances of doing anything in the playoffs. And I wonder what your thoughts are on that. Thank you.
Those are my thoughts on that. I think McCarthy put it well. Their advantage is that they have four guys who can score 20 on any given night. And I don't know if there's another team that can say that. And if you take out two of the four, or one of the four, then they've lost that advantage. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, and just the numbers back it up, too. So, okay, so he's out there, but he's not right. Four games before after the All-Star break and before the shutdown, he shot just over 30% and 25% from three. Like, he's ultimately, like, those shoot for first point guards, when they're not right, they drag the team down. And that's what's going to happen if he's out there and he's not right, which I think is probably going to end up being the case.
Well, the problem is you don't have any better options, too, because we talk about the depth they have in that starting five.
Are you like Brad Wanamaker?
Can't say I'm a huge fan there, Murray. That bench is a problem. And listen, is it going to be a problem if you have your full cast of characters? No, because you shorten the rotations and there you go. And, you know, that's how playoff basketball works. But once you start having to dip into that rotation a little bit more, if a guy like Kemba's not right, or if Hayward's not back, or if he's not right – then you're running into big time problems.
Nick's in Westford. Go ahead, Nick. What do you got?
Hey, guys. What's going on? You touched upon it a little bit, but what is the end goal here with the Celtics? I mean, he had 4 months to figure out the knee issue. It's obviously still hurting him. Like, is there a chance they shut this thing down completely before they even start the games in Orlando? Like, I feel like they should save him and not risk a big-time injury that takes him out for the summer or the rest of the summer, even into next year. I just want to hear your guys' thoughts. Thanks.
I'll tell you what, Nick, that's a great question. That sort of is like my baseball trade deadline question. Mm-hmm. It's, is this championship worth pushing an injury? Is it worth pushing an injury?
See, I think it is, Mike, because in the Celtics' position, I think the door is as wide open in the NBA as it's ever been. So I think you need to look at it on a case-by-case basis. With
I'm talking about the Celtics,
I'd say yes.
I'm talking about the value of the championship. What, I mean, McCarthy, I'm sorry. If baseball, anyone can win. It really has become like hockey a little bit. Just make the tournament. I mean, you've got to admit that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, it has not become a top – I mean, in some respects, it's still a top-heavy sport. But teams come out of the woodwork. I mean, after 2 months last year, the Nationals were, whatever, 20 games under 500, and they won the whole thing. So that doesn't happen in other sports. So baseball is wide open. The question is the value of the championship. Is this year's NBA championship, the COVID championship, worth pushing Kemba Walker through a knee injury?
I think it is. Sorry, go ahead, Murray.
No, finish your point.
No, I think it is, and I think it is in all of the sports because everybody's playing under the same COVID timeline, right? Like, everybody is playing in this time. I'm not going to hold it against any winner in any of these leagues if they fight, because guess what? It's not like you played under different rules than anybody else. We're all playing on the same court. Everything's still the same in regards to the competition. So, no, I will not hold it against anybody.
But if you look at it, if you're banking this team's success going forward, you're banking on the success based on the upside of both Brown and Tatum, right? So those guys are young. They're going to be around a while. Kemba Walker's still under contract for 3 more seasons. He's already 30. Ultimately, if this is a real problem, I'd sit him. I would sit him because a lot of people are going to put the asterisk on this. I ultimately wouldn't because it's going to take the mental focus and everything else for them to win, whoever it happens to be. So I think it's real, but you have to think longer term, and there's still upside with this team. I'd ultimately sit him if this is a problem. He's going to go under the knife because you still need him for these next 3 seasons. He's under contract.
So let me tell you, if I'm the Celtics, it's debatable. You've got 17 of those banners up there, and even though like 12 of them are fake, you know, you won an 8-team league with a 6-4 against a six foot four center with a belt and knee pads. You know, you're the Celtics. You've won before. You'll win again. I can just tell you personally, like as a Bucks fan, I'm going for it. You know, we won one in 1971. If we can get one with Giannis, we won't win again for another 50 years. And so, like, we need it. I'd say the same thing for the Brewers, McCarthy. I'd say, you know, we're different. We're Loserville. We're one of these small markets that, you know, you got to take advantage of your opportunity when you get it. So for my teams, yeah, I'm making that trade at the deadline if I'm the Brewers. And if I'm the Bucks, I'm pushing someone through an injury because Giannis is going to leave in 2 years. And then you're back to where you were, which is Nowheresville, for about 40 years. The Celtics, I think, got to look at that differently. And the Red Sox, with 4 World Series this century, have to look at it a little bit differently. Ultimately, though, if I am those teams, I'm still going for it. Because I do think, and maybe I'm, you know, we'll see how this plays out. But I think most of these titles are going to be viewed as legitimate. Because I think the finals are going to be viewed as legit. I mean, the World Series is going to be legit. No fans, but it's going to be the, you know, 2 best teams at the time going 7 games. And the Stanley Cup playoffs are going to be 4 rounds, 7 games each. And the NBA is going to be Giannis and LeBron and Kawhi. It's going to be, you know, 95% of the best players in the game going 4 rounds, 7 games each. I think for the most part, these are going to be treated as legitimate championships. And so I'm going for them.
I can only hope that Game 7 of the World Series this year, Mike, is as compelling as Game 7 last year.
Is as memorable as the one last year that not one of us can name a single play from other than McTakey. Speaking of him, he's got an update, the very latest here, and then back to your phones on Agenda Free Friday. Everything's on the board, including that wonderful Cam Newton interview from earlier in the week, and we can pick up that discussion as well, again, right after the update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
That guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
And I'm excited to see what you bring to the Patriots and how, you know, you're able to kind of bring your personality and bring what you do to the game under the New England Patriot way. I'm completely honest, I'm excited to see it. What was your feelings and your thoughts, A, when you got the call, and then B, as you started the process? Yeah, slow sip. As you start the process of thinking, wow, I'm about to be a Patriot.
We're being honest.
First of all, I'm going to say they don't believe in you, Ken. We talked about it. They don't believe in you.
That's real talk. But this is me. But I'm going to just keep it 100 with you. It was my dog, Future. Shout out to Future. He dropped a mixtape called 56 Nights, mm-hmm. One of my favorite mixtapes. And I was like, bro, like they playing with me. And I had to count the days how long I was unemployed. Mm-hmm. It was 86 nights. 86 nights, like it's just like that. That's 3 months.
Yeah, almost 90 days.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm going through it and I'm like, okay, early on, like people going to get signed that I'm looking at and I'm like, you can't say I'm old because people older than me getting signed.
Especially at your position.
Hello. You know. Then I'm like, you can't say it's about injury because people who are more injured than me are getting signed. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, whoa, where we at? Then you can't say the talent. So I'm like, hold on. Okay, now.
So again, more from the Cam Newton YouTube interview with Odell Beckham and that group there earlier in the week. Fascinating. Awesome content there. So it opened up some Newton Stidham conversation here on Agenda Free Friday. We can continue with that or whatever you want. Couple open lines if you want to grab them at 617-779-0985. I do want to play the follow-up to that again just to let him complete the thought because, again, it was a good take and this was a big talker early in the week. So give me that second cut there, Jimmy, if you could, please.
I'll be the first person to tell you, these last 2 years, I haven't been putting the best film on tape.
That's
just honest. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, there's other people that's been putting film out there that's getting picked up. And I'm like, whoa.
Okay.
Not even picked up. They got the starting job.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm feeling disrespected. Like I'm feeling like, bro, because every team at one point had to say, okay, fellas, Cam Newton, what do we think? Pass. You feel me? And that's the disrespect that I feel. So it's not like I'm I feel vindicated to some degree, but I'm searching for, I'm going at next all year.
Okay. Going at next all year. Again, I will ask, how do you feel Bill Belichick felt about or feels about Cam Newton's off-season social media campaign? McCarthy, Murray, weigh in.
Probably not great, just based on 20 years of knowing how Bill Belichick feels about this stuff. Not great. I can't imagine he's totally thrilled by this. But at the same time, this is the guy he's brought in, and it hasn't stopped yet. Right, Mike?
And I say old Bill.
Well, that's Mike.
Yeah, old Bill probably wouldn't have liked it, but new, spiteful Bill, who's trying to stick it to Tom Brady, is probably into it because he wants a highly motivated Cam Newton who's angry that will be going at next this season. So he's got him on the cheap. If he's healthy, he's certainly going to be motivated. It gives him a better chance to win. So I think he'll put up with it to a point. We'll see, because it's been a lot here in the last week or so. Granted, it's kind of gone away here in the last couple of days, ever since this YouTube thing that he did with all those other players. But we'll see. You know, I think he'll put up with it to a point.
Okay, to a point. And what's that point? It's been an awful lot of talk. And the Pats are generally not a team that wants an awful lot of talk. Has Cam Newton posted anything this week, Murray? Anything?
No, not that I've seen. You know, there's been no other, you know, workout videos, anything on Instagram, anything like that. Because believe me, it would be all over the place. And really, ever since that YouTube video with these other players, there's been nothing.
Ah. I'm just curious about that.
So you think Sandwich Boy has stepped in here and say, stop it. You know, maybe.
I do. I mean, I think he should. I think that fits the profile. It's, you know, at some point, okay, all right, Cam, enough. Now it's, you know, this is not how we do business, and you are a tone setter. You are the quarterback, and this is not how we do it. If you want to come here and succeed here, this is how we do it. And if you don't want to do it, then God bless. You know, we'll cut you. We got nothing invested in you, and so it's not going to cost us anything. But if you want to be a part of this, this is how we do it. It's up to you whether you want to do it or not.
Yeah, and just on Newton, too, I sent you guys these numbers earlier in the week. We really didn't touch on it. But I think a lot of his anger and wanting to go at next is justified because it keeps coming up that he's 0-8 in his last eight games. And he even admits, you know, rare little bit of humility from Cam Newton saying, you know, I didn't put out the best tape. And he didn't. And you know, there's times he looked like a shell of himself. But if you look at those eight losses, seven of them decided by one score, six with at least three sacks in a game. So, you know, look, it's the ultimate team sport. We know that. But it really isn't all just because of him. That offensive line with the Panthers he had those last couple of seasons sucked. And in some of those games, he's getting the bag beaten out of him, taking three, four sacks a game.
So I forgot. You gave us those numbers earlier on in the email the other day. Give it to me again. The last eight losses, how many sacks?
So last seven losses decided by one score, six losses with at least three sacks a game.
Huh. So I thought you had I thought there was something like 23 sacks.
Yeah, 23 sacks and 10 interceptions in his last eight games. So, you know, you can make the case that he comes here and this offensive line plays up to its capabilities. Better offensive line, certainly better wide receivers than he had with the Panthers. You know, he could be improved here. So if he's healthy, again, you have to keep putting that caveat in. But a better offensive line, better wide receivers, he can succeed here.
Okay, let's grab a quick call on Newton. Here's Deb on the Seacoast. Hi, Deb.
Hey, I just calling for an opinion that I have. I don't think that the Patriots bought Cam Newton to compete with or develop Stidham. Because if they wanted to develop him, then the greatest of all time should have, and he could have retired as he deserved. And then they promoted, and they think we're stupid. They put all that hype around him, and then no one believed it, nor did they. So they got him on the cheap. And now he's doing cheap commercials and YouTube videos. And I just really do hope that his ego doesn't interfere and that maybe he does do a great job. But I think he knows something that we don't know and that he is the one.
Well, let me tell you something, Deb. The ego is the only thing that and his health, you know, which is sort of obvious for everyone. But the ego is the only thing that gets in the way because he's got the talent. I mean, clearly he's got the talent. He's a supremely talented guy. So will he humble himself how you have to do here? Will you, you know, sort of put your head down and do your job like they asked you to do here? Will you, you know, it's. I'm sure he's going to be asked to do far more mentally here than he's done in the past. Does he want to handle that? Does he want to put in that work? Like that's going to be, that's what it's going to come down to, not his ability, but to me, the Stidham thing, I guess where I also break from you, McCarthy at least, is that I don't think Stidham needs to play this year to develop.
Well, right, but then why do you bring in Newton, change the offense? If you feel like Stidham is ready next year, then Hoyer's your guy for this year, and then you hand over the reins.
I wasn't opposed to Hoyer starting. I thought there was a chance. I was with Jimmy Stewart up until last week that I thought Hoyer had a good chance to start the year and be the guy. So that's fine, too. McCarthy, I would have been into that. Go ahead, Murray.
Don't sleep on Brian Hoyer. I'm narcoleptic about effing Brian Hoyer. I stand corrected. Cam Newton actually posted on his Instagram last night in his Instagram stories. It's a video that has footage of him working out with N'Keal Harry, Odell Beckham Jr., and it comes with a Game of Thrones speech from the show.
All right, so maybe he didn't have the talk from Belichick. Maybe
Beckham
Belichick.
Jr., interesting.
What he's implying there, Jimmy?
Maybe this is a recruitment situation where you get a big name star wide receiver for Cam Newton to throw to.
Have some cap space now.
Well, that certainly isn't Odell Beckham certainly loves himself some Bill Belichick. There's no doubt about that. Would you guys want Odell Beckham?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You need to improve the talent on this offense. Yeah, I'm all in.
And just for the show fodder and entertainment aspect, absolutely.
Right, because because you know how I feel. Oh, my God.
Big fan of diva wide receivers.
No, 1,000 times no. You do not win with those guys.
Sorry,
Odell
you don't like
Beckham.
Talent.
Odell Beckham, let me just tell you now, McCarthy, you can write it down.
I will write it down. I have a pen right here.
Odell Beckham ain't going to win a damn thing ever. I even gave
Got
you a little street slang there.
Yeah,
Odell Beckham is never going to win a GD thing.
Very,
Mark
very
it
fitting
down.
For the location. I thought that was appropriate.
Felger keeping it 100.
Right yeah, there you go. Ain't going to win a damn thing.
That's how we sling it down here on the island, McCarthy, just so you know.
Yeah.
We'll pick it up in our long commercial-free segment. So if Newton is working out with Harry and Odell Beckham, they should check the bushes and see if someone with a bushy mustache and big glasses is watching them, because the Patriots may be watching these guys from afar. We'll pick that up on the other side again with your calls.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
It's not complaining.
Oh, you had a mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No. It's always no.
Felger, Mass. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
If you made me bet, I would bet New England had Cam Newton followed for 3 to 4 weeks. That's just the way New England works. I don't mean to be like creepy about it, but it's what I always heard they did with Randy Moss back in the day. When they signed Randy Moss, for everything I know, they send somebody out to watch Randy Moss every day. They watched him work out. They watched what he did in his life. And I think knowing New England, they probably did something like that again, too.
I just love that cut. It's just, you think about it, it's a whopper. Like, I think it's illegal. I mean, is it? Is it illegal? Is it illegal to trail someone, to watch someone?
I mean, didn't they get punished for filming the opponent's sidelines?
Well, no, but that's against NFL rules. It's not illegal. It's not like they got arrested.
So they know how to spy, is what you're telling me.
Oh, they definitely. Oh, that's not the question. The question is it illegal? If private eyes exist, right? Like men and women cheat on each other, and the private eye follows the woman around whatever, and finds them cheating, but that's legal, right?
Looking here, it's by the U.S. federal law, employers have the right to monitor their employees as they perform their duties. No federal law in the U.S. that requires employers to notify staff being monitored, but that's inside as an employee. I don't know.
The Red Sox followed Carl Crawford along.
Yeah. They did, and they filed, and also move on.
Right.
Patriots followed Josh Gordon.
Did they?
Weren't there stories about them potentially following him around.
Yeah, or, there were. That's
right, and he gave him the slip.
Right, he gave him the slip. It's like the Departed lose the tail.
Right.
Josh Gordon gave him the old lose the tail. They speed through the intersection. There you go.
Well, no, I think he had like personal protectors. Like he had, you know, babysitters. Yeah, he had handlers and babysitters from the team that he knew were there, and he gave him the slip. This is, we want to sign you. We want to check you out. And so we're assessing whether to sign you or not. And in the interim, Ernie Adams is hanging, you know, is hiding in the bushes with binoculars. And that to me, I think it's legal. I'm sure it would piss the players off. I mean, if Cam Newton or Randy Moss knew that they were being trailed for 3 weeks, you know, I'm sure that wouldn't sit well. I don't necessarily blame the teams because those are big investments and you want to know if they're doing the right things. Like, I get their motivation. I just find it a really interesting thing. I mean, I believe it absolutely happened with Moss because Sims is tapped with some parts of the Patriots. And so I think he heard it. I think that happened. I don't know about Newton. I mean, maybe. And as I said earlier in the week, they could have used a tail on Antonio Brown before they signed him. Or how about a little surveillance on Aaron Hernandez? Like, those are the first things I think of on that.
You don't need a tail on Antonio Brown. Just a quick internet search would have told you what an a-hole he was.
Exactly. And this is also true with Newton. It's like, you don't need to surveil him to get a little piece of where his head's at. You know, he's a fan of Cam Newton. I mean, he is full of himself. He thinks he's the man. He carries himself like a big brand, number one, this guy. You know, that's how he carries himself. That's how he views himself. And, you know, the motivation piece, hopefully he's super motivated to get back to that and prove everybody that he, you know, proved everybody that he still is that. But that sort of worldview does not exactly jibe with how they do business down there.
And is it one of the reasons why Tom Brady is gone, Mike? Because of, you know, the issues with Alex Guerrero and Brady and the brand and TV
12. No, it's 12. A good point.
It's a huge reason why he's gone. So I hope that the Patriots are consistent about this, Mike. You know, they did their part. They did what they could to limit the TB12 brand when Tom Brady morphed into a diva overnight, because he did. And I say that as a card-carrying, you know, member of the Tom Brady fan club, actually the president. But here's the thing. If you're going to do that, if you're going to do what they did to limit Brady and his brand, I can only hope that they'll be consistent about it and do the same thing with Cam Newton. Because if it wasn't good enough for Tom Brady, and you're going to let Cam Newton come in here and do that, that's not going to jive well with me. Not at all.
That's a fun point. You know, that's a fun point. After busting Tom Brady's balls all this time, driving him out of town, mm-hmm. they're going to let Cam Newton come in and clown around and do whatever he wants.
Please,
it's like,
no. Yeah. Please no.
Yeah, for spite. That's why he's going to let him do it, because they think that Bill's been the unfun taskmaster all these years, and that's why they couldn't wait to get out. And that's why Gronk retired. But now he's unretired, so he can be free and have fun with Tom. Oh, that's how you thought I was? I'm going to go sign one of the guys that's the most fun players in the league at the most important position. I'm going to let him do whatever he wants. And I'm also going to be a pitchman for Subway to stick it to you too, Tom.
Nothing about this is fun to me, Murray. Don't mention that word. Nothing.
That's fun. That little spite narrative is a lot of fun.
Maybe I love for it. You, Mike. Maybe for you. Not for me. I've made it very clear where I stand on this. Not for me, Mike.
Here's Mike on Cape Cod. What do you got, Mike? Michael.
I appreciate you taking my call. I just want to talk about the Jared Smith thing. So I've seen a lot of reports about Scott Zolak, and he's got some inside sources saying that Jared Smith is going to be the starter week one. So hypothetically, if that were to happen, would you think that Cam Newton would stick around to see if Stidham would fall flat in his face and go 1-2 and 0-3 and try to pick the pieces back up week four and try to be the savior of the Patriots? Appreciate taking my call. Thanks, guys.
Okay, so it's an important question. Would Cam Newton accept being a backup? Tom Curran and others, I think, have reported that Newton has expressed to the Patriots that he would be willing to be a backup. To me, he makes no sense as a number two. I think it's unfair to everybody. I think it would be unfair to Newton at this stage of his career, given what Newton wants to be a backup. I think it would be unfair to Stidham. As soon as he had a bad half or a bad series, everyone would be up his tailpipe about, let's play the former MVP. I think it would invite too much of a quarterback controversy, which, again, we would love. But I think that wouldn't put Stidham in the best, you know, place to succeed. I just think, you know, I mean, look at how Cam Newton's carrying himself. Is he carrying himself like someone who's willing to go to back up to a second-year, fourth-round pick?
No, if he's saying that and that's on the record somewhere, that's just lip service. Because he, you know, he's confident enough that it's like, well, yeah, I'll say it, but I'm not going to lose that job anyway. It's my job. I'm going to prove to you in camp, if we have it, it's going to be me. I'm going to be the starting quarterback. And the main thing, too, which you mentioned, if even if he did accept it, you're asking for trouble in that locker room. Again, I will always go to this and why I think it's one of the reasons you can't cut him. How many guys in that locker room immediately posted on their social media accounts the day that he was signed to show how pumped that they were about it? And it's leaders on the team, Stephon Gilmore, McCourty's, James White. They're all out of their minds that Cam Newton is now a Patriot. And then what? He's going to be the backup? And do you think they're really going to get an explanation for Belichick? They won't. So you're going to have a mutiny on your hands. You can't have that happen.
We continue with your calls. Give us a shout at 617-779-0985. After McCarthy's 90-second update here, no commercials, Big Jim Murray will come back and reset his opening take, his cause today, and that is, get this, actually fighting for the rights of Daniel Snyder. You'll hear from Murray right after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.